You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this very cold Friday morning, we say good morning to St. Clair County District 2 Commissioner Carrie Ann Angie. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. I know the Board of Commissioners met last night, a pretty routine agenda. I want to cover a couple of things that were on the agenda last night, including a change in how the 4-H director in St. Clair County is administered and paid. Tell us a little bit more about what that entails.
Sure, Paul. Last night, as you know, we did discuss switching over the program coordinator position with the 4-H organization from being a county position to being a part of the MSU extension program. So that vote was on our agenda, and we did, in fact, pass that change. And it does save the county taxpayers some money. And it does reserve for us also the option to switch that back at the end of the year if we're not pleased with the way that it proceeds. So I think it was a win.
Sounds like it as well. Another issue involved enhanced voting, and this was tabled. Tell us a little bit more about that agenda item.
So the enhanced voting subscription renewal was on the consent agenda last night. It did generate some discussion. Commissioner Torello raised the possibility of removing it from the consent agenda. That motion was supported, and it did pass. I think the commissioners wanted more information regarding the system. It's my understanding it is an electronic system that collects voting results and stores them in the cloud and reports them to the public on election nights, which is obviously an important function. However, I know I myself want to ensure, election integrity, which obviously is a pretty big deal, especially in this day and age. So I supported Commissioner Torello's motion to remove that from the consent agenda so that we could gather more information to ensure to the highest degree that our election results remain true to what they were and reported correctly.
All right. Yeah, we'll be looking for more information on that. Something that has generated a lot of discussion. I know this wasn't on the agenda last night, but the St. Clair County Health Advisory Board met earlier this week. And at issue here is a memorandum from the medical director, Dr. Nevin, essentially dealing with vaccine choice, promoting vaccine choice. I want to talk a little bit more about his position, about the health officer, Liz King. Do you see those two positions being combined at some point? What's the board likely to do when it comes to the health department?
Well, I did attend that meeting this week, and I did see that the Advisory Board of Health voted unanimously to support Dr. Nevin's memo that made three specific recommendations as it results to vaccine choice. So that was a unanimous vote. I do know that at the last meeting, they voted on whether to advise that we should recombine the positions of the medical director and the health officer. You may know that those positions were split in the wake of COVID after the individual who previously occupied the spot left the county for other work. And so at that point, the Board of Commissioners, I was not on the board at that time, but the board voted to split that position, recognizing the tremendous amount of power that exists in those duties and desiring to split that power between two people, being the medical director and the health officer. Now, the Board of Health voted to recombine those positions at their last meeting last month. However, there was some confusion regarding the vote, and I do believe that they are going to retake that vote at perhaps an upcoming meeting. The results were unclear for some reason. I was not at that Advisory Board of Health meeting, but I'm told that for some reason there was some confusion regarding the results, and they're going to have to retake that vote.
At any rate, it's going to be up to the Board of Commissioners. As a county commissioner, what's your take on it? What do you think should be done with those positions?
Well, I'll be interested to see how the Advisory Board of Health votes. At this time, you may know that recently there have been two new appointments to the board, so I know that those individuals are settling into the position, and I'm quite certain that they will study up as required so that they can make an informed vote about recombining the positions. It seems there's a number of hot button issues going on at the health department. Last night at our meeting, I referenced an experience that I personally had with the Port Huron Teen Clinic. I do think it's important that St. Clair County residents be given the whole truth about the teen clinics. There's been quite a bit of discussion about them. And so I shared last night a personal experience that I had myself when I took my 12-year-old daughter into the Port Huron Teen Clinic for a sports physical. When my 12-year-old announced that she had signed up for basketball at the last minute, I could not get her into the pediatrician, so I took her over to the teen clinic and was shocked and frankly appalled to see what was happening in the teen clinic. And I think it's important that residents be fully aware of my experience and what is happening there. Suffice it to say, on the drive into the clinic, I was discussing with my 12-year-old her letter to Santa Claus, but the conversation on the way home was vastly different due to our experience there. I was shown a list of questions at the desk that they said that they would ask my child, but when we got into the exam room, the questions that they asked her were vastly different and explicit and confused and upset her. And so I took a look at the iPad that she was holding, and I was appalled at the questions. And I did mention last night, this issue really has nothing to do with adult lifestyle choices that they make, mm-hmm. But rather it has to do with honesty, transparency, and full disclosure. So that was a shock, and I went on to discover by way of sweeping my eyes around the room that there were a number of postcards sitting on the counter that were brightly colored neon postcards with childish drawings and fonts on them, encouraging children to engage in sexual activity, quote, whenever they're ready. All of these cards also marketed a website called bedsider.org. I would encourage every adult to go to this website to see what is being marketed to children coming into the teen clinic, because it's quite shocking.
Are you calling on the health officer to make any change with the teen health clinic?
I certainly would call for all of this to be changed. You know, I'll add this as well. As a former juvenile sex offense prosecutor, I can tell you the age of consent in the state of Michigan is 16. That means it's a serious crime to engage in sexual contact with children under the age of 16. I have personally charged and prosecuted countless juvenile sex offenses. Encouraging minor children to engage in sexual promiscuity, quote, whenever they're ready, puts them at serious risk of many awful things, including criminal prosecution. So the teen clinic issue is much bigger, about much bigger things than grant money. And so, yes, I would call on the health officer to make dramatic changes and remove this sexually explicit material and the sexually explicit questions that were posed to my 12-year-old child. While I was present, I can't imagine what is being posed to the kids that are coming in there without their parents. You know, the teen clinic is situated on the grounds of Port Huron High School. And Port Huron High School, as everyone probably knows, houses kids from 9th to 12th grade. That's 14 years old up to 18 or 19 years old. So you've got 14-year-old, 15-year-old minor children going into the teen clinic for services and being bombarded with an array of sexually explicit material encouraging promiscuity, which should shock anyone, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
What about making that material, though, available to, say, teens that are a little bit older, say, older than your daughter, those that may be engaging in behavior, and it may be risky. They may need that information that may not be available to them elsewhere.
I think it's incredibly dangerous to encourage kids of any teenaged age to engage in sex, quote, whenever they are ready.
When do you suppose that there will be a recommendation made to, or when do you think the board will be deciding on the issue of combining the two roles of health officer and medical director?
It's my understanding that the Advisory Board of Health will take that issue back up again at their next meeting, which will be next month. And once they complete that vote and the official results are entered into the record, I expect it will come up to our agenda shortly thereafter.
And are you going to vote with whatever recommendation they make, or do you have any particular thoughts on which way it should go?
You know, I couldn't say at this point. I haven't made up my mind yet. This is certainly something I've been thinking about at great length for some time now, and I'll be interested to see how the Advisory Board of Health votes to advise the Board of Commissioners on which way we should go. But I haven't personally made up my mind yet. I'm still considering and gathering information. It's a pretty big decision.
Big decision at the outset of a year that will be filled with decisions. What are some of the other things that you're looking forward to working on in 2026 at the county level of government?
Well, we did institute a study of the courthouse, which has been unfortunately long neglected and not maintained. The building at the courthouse, anyone who goes into the courthouse, which is everyone in the county, it's the most trafficked building in the county. And anyone who goes in there can visibly see the deterioration of the old and aging courthouse. It's readily available to the naked eye to anyone who walks in the door. And so we commissioned a study with Tetra Tech to gather information about what exactly needs to be fixed and shored up, excuse me, on the aging infrastructure of the building, electrical issues, plumbing issues. The elevator is constantly having problems, both of them. You know, that's just the surface level stuff that I can name off the top of my head. I'm in that building myself quite frequently. You can't have a public building, much less a courthouse, where the elevators are constantly broke every 5 minutes. That does a tremendous disservice to our residents and our community at large, particularly since people are required to come to the building at the call of the court itself for things like jury duty. You have to conduct all sorts of business there, getting your marriage licenses, concealed pistol licenses, filing of paperwork. The list goes on. And so the courthouse is obviously a very incredibly central thing to our community. It's necessary for all residents, and it should be operating and functioning safely.
And
so we're looking forward to the results of that study from Tetra Tech, which will advise us exactly what needs to be fixed and shored up in the courthouse.
We'll be looking forward to hearing more about that as well. Lots in the pipeline. Carrie, appreciate your time this morning. Always appreciate the input. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. St. Clair County Commissioner Carrie Ann Angie with us on this Friday morning. Suffice it to say, it is cold. It is bitterly cold outside. Let's check weather real quick.